It's 7:45, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. For more than a decade, thousands of people have disappeared in Mexico. But an artist is helping a group of grieving mothers in their search for their loved ones with an app. And she hopes the technology can also help track immigrants lost crossing the border. Here's Fronteras reporter Rodrigo Cervantes.
Luz Maria Sanchez is an artist and scholar in Mexico City, and she's not creating objects to be shown or collected, but tools. Sanchez is working with other collaborators on an app to help a group of mothers on their search for their children. These are victims who were taken by force to be extortioned, turned into criminals, or killed.
The important part of this project was to build a space where these women will feel at ease, will feel at home, for them to share their experience, their grievance, their loss, or their hope.
The app uses a map and video to keep track on the group search in the state of Sinaloa. But Sanchez hopes the project could expand even to the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.
People detained by immigration and customs enforcement around the country describe harsh conditions and even abuse inside facilities. Transgender women seeking asylum in the United States are often held by ICE in a separate pod at a detention center near Grants, New Mexico. As Marisa DeMarco reports, some of those women were recently released.
14 women dug through backpacks of clothes, toiletries, and snacks at El Centro de Igualdad y Derechos in Albuquerque, just hours after they were released from detention. Community members were arriving who would welcome the women into their homes for a couple of days. 23-year-old Estefany Monge Alvarenga traveled with the caravan from Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border at the end of April, along with many other LGBTQ refugees.
Me amenazaron. Que si yo regresaba a mi país, que me iban a matar y todo. Yo es el miedo, por eso salí huyendo de mi país.
Transgender people have no rights in her home country of Honduras, Monge Alvarenga says, and she was fleeing persecution, violence, and death threats. After a long journey, she presented herself to authorities at the border seeking asylum. She'd been in the Cibola County Detention Center ever since, about 2.5 months.
Horrible. Ay, no, yo no le deseo a otras personas encerradas. Ay, no. Y yo con un problema médico también que no me lo quisieron atender bien.
Monge Alvarenga says she wouldn't wish detention on anyone, and she did not receive medical attention despite repeated requests. Another woman who traveled with the caravan, Roxana Hernandez, died in late May in Albuquerque after what advocates say was extreme medical negligence while she was detained out of state. Allegra Love, the director of the Santa Fe Dreamers Project, is the lawyer who represented the women in their parole cases.
Part of the problem why they need parole is because all of these women turned themselves in at the U.S. border in the San Ysidro crossing. They walked up to the port of entry and said, I'm here seeking asylum, which means they have never broken a single United States law.
Here in New Mexico, the Cibola County Correctional Center acts as a federal prison, a county jail, and an ICE detention facility. It's run by private company CoreCivic. An ICE spokesperson maintained in an email that ICE does not house detainees in prisons. She wouldn't comment on general concerns about health care at the detention center. But Love says the trauma, the lack of physical and mental health care, and the ongoing and unpredictable detainment resulted in several suicide attempts in the transgender pod in New Mexico this summer.
Trans detention is inappropriate. It's inhumane. Do you know how easy it was for ICE to let them go? They signed a paper I sent them.
It's a victory. It's a partial victory. I feel happy to see my friends out here and see that they're free and that they're doing well.
Nakai Flot is an organizer with Diversidad Sin Fronteras, and she accompanies migrants from Central America and Mexico to the border.
But I'm also very sad that some of the other compañeras are still detained, and it breaks my heart.
Somewhere around 40 or 45 transgender asylum seekers remain in detention in New Mexico.
The ones that stay there, you know, are probably the ones that have to do the most work. They're the ones that have to stay strong, and they're the ones that have to, like, keep being fierce inside so that they don't go crazy and start thinking, like, why not me? Why ICE didn't let me be out?
After a meal of empanadas and lemonade, volunteers and advocates sang Las Mañanitas to one of the women, wishing her a happy birthday and saying her liberation was her gift that day.
Santa,
After a brief stay here, the women headed to sponsors around the U.S. They'll pursue their individual asylum cases in the coming months. Stephanie Monge Averenga had a message for the 40 or so transgender women still back at the Cibola County Detention Center. Don't lose hope.
Salir adelante y luchar con fuerza. No, mira para atrás, mira para adelante. Bueno.
She'll keep fighting, she says. Keep moving forward. That's where her strength comes from. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.